Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Satutta Sarashi Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Satutta Sarashi Shrimad Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Salaharidas Thakur Ki Jai. Hamsa Kohamsi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadad Hard Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sisi Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Nuramanriti Ki Jai. Sri Kartik Mas Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Go Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Today we're reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 18, The Lord's Visit to Sri Vrindavan, texts 68 through 99, 31 verses. But there's not very many purports, so that's why it can be so long. Text 68. Yamala Juna Bhagadi Dekhila Seyastala Prema Veshe Praburamana Hoyla Tamala. Upon seeing the place where the twin Arjuna trees were broken by Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moved to great ecstatic love. So that's a serendipitous verse for today. Sometimes it's hard to just jump in to something when you're only doing it once every week. So I'm going to do a little review of where we are in this chapter, how we got to the twin Arjuna trees. Sri Vrindavan, on the lower right-hand corner there's a Sri Vajmandal Parikrama PowerPoint. Can you run through that with me? You just press the space bar to go to the next slide. And what I'm going to do is, in the slides, just kind of show where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has traveled, so that we can pick up and understand where he is and what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is doing in this chapter. Because during these 31 verses, we're going to go through a transformation, a transition from one part of the Lord's tour to another. We're basically reading about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he left Jagannath Puri and walked to Sri Vrindavan. So now he's in Vrindavan and he's traveling to the various holy places there. Lower right, Brajmandal Parikrama? Yes. Okay, and then what we'll do is just kind of go through this. Okay, Brajmandal Parikrama. One of the Om Agyanita Nirandasya Ganandana Sarakaya Chakshurun Militam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. One of the meanings of the word Braj means to wander. So a Brajbasi is one who wanders. Braj is a place where Krishna wandered. The family basically lived in three different localities during the little less than 11 years when he was there before he went to Mathura. We remember that Vasudev first brought the baby from Mathura, where he appeared in the prison house, over to Gokul. They remained there for 3 years until just after this Damodar Leela took place. And then if you remember, Upananda, Nanda Maharaj's brother, said that there are so many different disturbances in this place. They had Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura, Trinavarta. So many different disturbances were there. So he said we should move. And they moved to close to the Krishna Balaram temple at Raman Reti. And moved their entire households. These people were wanderers. They're cowherdsmen and women. Cows love to wander. That's their natural propensity. Keeping them in pens is not really the best for cows. Cows love to walk and just go in different places. So they moved everything, their entire households from Gokul to that place near Raman Reti and Govardhan, lived there until Krishna was 6 or 7, and then moved over to Nandagram. So the places where Krishna used to travel and go became holy places. They're places where he performed his pastimes. Even today, if somebody does something wonderful, somebody becomes famous, and they do a documentary on that person, they go back to where he was born, and they show how he was brought up or she was brought up, who their friends were when they were younger, what brought them to that position where they became so great when they were later. So similarly, Krishna's performance of all his pastimes become places of pilgrimage. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to revive those lost holy places so that people who worship Krishna would go to those places, remember Krishna, become knowledgeable about how Krishna relates with his associates, and in this way become enthused to themselves become one of those associates. It's a famous verse from the Madhyalila 19.1. Vandaniyam rasake divartam kalena luptam nijashakta mukta sancharya rupevyatanot punatsa punavido prag iva loka shishtam. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, the Lord enlightened the heart of Lord Brahma with details of the creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge. In exactly the same way, the Lord, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. By this potency, Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory. In this way, he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. So part of the mission of Lord Chaitanya, when he advented, was to revive the pastimes that had been lost of Lord Krishna. And one of those tools that he used was to go to Vrindavan and travel around to those holy places where Krishna had performed his pastimes and point them out and make them, again, revive worship there, temple worship, different baths in the different ghats, bays in the bathing ghats, kuns, forests, like that. So here, today in Braj, thousands of pilgrims are gathered in Mathura to begin their Charosi Kos Purakama, their Purakama through these places where Krishna performed his leelas. 84 square miles is the basic, is the general map. So he starts in Mathura. They start in Mathura. They go to, and we read this during the last month, month and a half, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We've been reading these without very many purports, just descriptions of these different paths. But I want to show how we got where we are. So, starting in Mathura, go to Madhavan, Talavan, Kumudavan, Mohulavan. Can you press that space bar, Divyanga? Go around Govardhan Hill, out to Dig, then over to Adi Badri, Badrinath, up to Kamyavan. No, went too far. Go back. No, you're going forward. Okay. Fast forward. That's okay. I figured there'd be some difficulty. It's almost like going around from, they start in Mathura, which is the center of the lotus of Braj Mandal Parikrama, and all the different forests are considered like petals on that lotus. So they go Madhavan, Talavan, Kumudavan, Bahulavan, Govardhan, stay in Govardhan for a few days, go out to Dig, up to Adi Badri, Badri, then Kamyavan. Kamyavan is where the Pandavas stayed when Yudhisthira had that talk with the Yaksha. What's the greatest thing? All the different, with the water. That took place in Kamyavan. Vyomasura, the demon who stole the cowherd boys and put them in a cave, happened in Kamyavan. Kamyavan is right on the border of Rajasthan. So when the deities were being moved from Vrindavan to Rajasthan because of the invasions of different Muslim rulers, Vrindadevi, when they got to Kamyavan, which was on the border of the Braj Mandala, the cart couldn't be moved anymore, just like Jagannath's cart. Sometimes it can't be moved, so it stopped. And they built a temple, and Vrindadevi is still there today. So Vrindadevi, the presiding deity of Braj Mandala, one of them, is situated there. From Kamyavan, they go to Uchagaon, where Lalita Sakhi was appeared. Down from there is Varsana. From Varsana to Sanket, which is in between Varsana and Nandagram. Then from Nandagram out to Koshi, Seshasai, and then they're back on the banks of the Jamuna River. So they've walked from down in Mathura. You can see the river is kind of that squiggly line all the way through. They go all the way around. And the reason that I put that particular photo or painting of them crossing the river, Krishna as a boatman, is because at that place, after Nandagat, where Nanda Maharaj was taken by Varuna, then down the river from that is Ramgat, where Balaram pulled the Jamuna, and down that from there a little bit is where Lord Brahma stole the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys. After that, they crossed the river. Then on the other side of the river are other forests where Krishna played. Bandirvan, Badravan, Lohavan, Srivan, Tapovan. And then finally, they've come down to Gokul. So this is the description of how Lord Chaitanya has gone all the way. The big arrow down on the right-hand side is Gokul. The circle is Mathura. And you can see where Krishna was taken from Mathura over to Gokul. So now we're in Gokul. Now press the button. And this is interesting. A few years ago on our online courses, we did Leela meditations, and I did one for Damodar. So I looked up on the internet Arjuna trees and found this one. I thought it was really far out that it was the twins, just like Nakula and Manigriva. This is an Arjuna tree. Another next slide is where this pastime, Mother Yasoda, capturing Krishna during this month. I want to wish everybody a happy, blessed, uplifting Kartik. Such a wonderful month, beautiful devotion of everyone coming together, even in this difficult mask-cladded time. And this is all that's left. This is the little spot where that Leela took place of Krishna bound by the ropes of Mother Yasoda, which were tied to the mortar. And then he saw those two trees and he pulled himself through it, and the mortar got stuck between the two trees, and then he pulled them down, and this is where that took place. Next one. Now this one, Devyanga, make sure you only press it once. Go ahead, and I'll talk during it. And 1972, Srila Prabhupada brought the devotees to Gokul. And in Gokul, they visited the different places. There's not much there. It's kind of a small town. But Gokul, from the river, this is Brahmandagat. This is on the banks of the Jamuna. Remember the pastime where one day Balaram came back home and said, "Oh, Mata, Krishna ate dirt down at the river today, the river banks." And then Mother Yasoda went and scolded him, and he opened his mouth to show her that he didn't eat dirt, and she saw the entire universe, the Brahmanda, within his mouth, Brahmandagat. So up from there to the house, where there's a temple now, probably only about 200 yards, but it's a long sloping hill that comes down towards the river. And the whole town, kind of like the road coming down to the town, is a winding road. And as you walk down the road, there's Nanda Bhavan, which is the temple of Nanda Maharaj at the top. Still some pillars from the original house, they say, are there. Then there's temples of Putana, Trinavarta, the place where Krishna actually appeared, although he appeared in Mathura simultaneously. than this place where the Damodara Leela took place in Madhya Soda, bound him and he broke the trees and then down to the river. But Srila Prabhupada says in a nice purport about pilgrimage, only attention engaged in the service of the Lord, especially in dressing and decorating the temple, accompanied by musical kirtan and spiritual instructions from scriptures, can save the common man from the hellish cinema attractions and rubbish sex songs broadcast everywhere by radios. If one is unable to maintain a temple at home, he should go to another's temple, where all the above performances are regularly executed. Visiting the temple of the devotee and looking at the profusely decorated forms of the Lord well-dressed in a well-decorated sanctified temple naturally infuses the mundane mind with spiritual inspiration. People should visit holy places like Vrindavan, where such temples of worship of the deity are specifically maintained. Formerly, all the rich men like kings and rich merchants constructed such temples under the direction of expert devotees of the Lord like the six Goswamis. And it is the duty of the common man to take advantage of these temples and festivals observed in the holy places of pilgrimage by following in the footsteps of the great devotees. Anubraja. One should not visit all these sanctified pilgrimage places and temples with sightseeing in mind. But one must go to such temples and sanctified places immortalized by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord and be guided by a proper man who knows the science. This is called Anuraja. Anu means to follow. It is therefore best to follow the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, even in visiting temples and the holy places of pilgrimage. One who does not move in that way is as good as a standing tree, condemned by the Lord not to move. The moving tendency of the human being is misused by visiting places for sightseeing. The best purpose of such traveling tendency should be fulfilled by visiting the holy places established by great acharyas, and thereby not being misled by the atheistic propaganda of money-making men who have no knowledge of spiritual matters. So this is where we are now in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Text 69. Gokulo dekhiya hoyla matura nagare janmastana dekhi rahe sebhi pagharare. First again. After seeing Gokul, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Mathura, where he saw the birthplace of the Lord. While there, he stayed at the house of the Sanodiya Brahman. Seeing a great crowd assembled at Mathura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and went to Akuraghat. He remained there in a solitary place. Purport. Akuratirtha is also mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakara fifth wave. Deka Srinivasa e Akura Gramete Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Chilini Brite. Srinivas, look at this village of Akura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there in a solitary place. So you can see here where Mathura was, and then Vrindavan is what? 15 kilometers maybe? Up there. Click it one more time. Thank you. And this is Vrindavan town. For those who have been there, when you first drive in, that's where the Krishna Balaram temple is on Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. And the two circles are what we're going to read about here. But you can see way over on the other side, the line to the right, which outlines Vrindavan town, is the Jamuna River. So it comes down. We'll read about Imlitala, where Lord Chaitanya chanted to the left there. It used to come, the first circle on the left is Kaliagat. Obviously there's architecture there. When we lived there, I lived in Vrindavan from 1978 until 1990. And one year, for the most part, And 1 year, 78, I think it was, right, when we first got there, there was such a flood. For those of you who've been there, you know, when you walk down past, when you start the Parikrama of Vrindavan, you go down to Varahaghat, where you first go down the hill and then take a right to go towards Madan Mohan. We jumped off that wall into the Jamuna. Yeah. It was so full. The Bhaktivedanta Goshala had water when the devotees got out of bed in the morning. That's how full it was. So that whole place from Guru to Govinda out near Govardhan used to be the riverbed. And that's where the water used to flow. So we'll read about when Lord Chaitanya was there, that's what it was like. Text 71. Aradina Aila Prabhu Dekhi Devandavan Kaliya Hridaya Snan Kaliya Ara Praskandana. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan and took his bath in the Kaliya Ghat and Praskandana. Purport. Kaliya Hrada is mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakara fifth wave. E Kaliya Tirtha Papa Vinasaya Kaliya Tirtha Snani Bahu Kaliya Siddhi Haya. When one takes bath in the Kaliya Hrada, he is freed from all kinds of sinful activities. One can also be successful in business by bathing in Kaliya Hrada. Dvadasa Editya Hoite Keshi Tirtha Kaila Rasa Stale Diki Prema Murchita Hoila. After seeing the holy place called Praskandana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Dvadasaditya. For those who've been there, Kaliya Ghat, of course, is where that tree is. It's a Kadamba tree that Krishna jumped up on before he jumped into the river to chastise Kaliya, who was emitting poison. And all the cows and cowherd boys and birds and everybody was dying due to that profuse poison. And Krishna defeated and chastised Kaliya. Then the geographical terrain goes to a big hill where today Madan Mohan Temple is on top of that hill. That's called Dvadasaditya. Dvadasa, just like Dvadasi, Dasa means 10, dva means 2, dvadasi means 12. So while Krishna was resting, he went up onto that hill after he had killed Kaliya. While he was resting, 12 suns, adityas, dvadasaditya, 12 suns came and shined on him to cool him down and give him rest. But what happened was he started to become overheated and started to perspire. And just like Garbhodaksha Vishnu fills up half the universe with water due to his perspiration, Krishna's perspiration flowed into the Jamuna and created a ghat called Praskandana. So Lord Chaitanya visited Kaliya Ghat. Right down the river from that was Praskandana Ghat, and up on the hill was Dvadasaditya. Out of all the different places in Braj, you may remember that Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were told by Lord Chaitanya that you go and you excavate holy places, you begin deity worship, and you write scriptures about this Braj Prema. And I'll come back and visit you again, although he never did. So Sanatana Goswami, out of all the places they went, he chose Dvadasaditya Tila, the hill, and he built a little hut. If you go to the Madan Mohan Temple on the outside there, there's a little grassy area with a kind of like a structure. That's where Sanatana Goswami had built something for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came back, because he thought this was the most beautiful part of all of Braj. From up there on that hill, I'm sure many of us have seen it, there's a beautiful view. You can see the whole Kaliya Ghat down that way, and the Jamuna comes down from Delhi there and then goes down towards Keshi Ghat. Oh, there's a really nice prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami. Once, accompanied by the gopis and sarabi cows, And supremely opulent, noble, and magnanimous Lord Krishna felt very uncomfortable in the cold. 12 sons then appeared at the place, and with great devotion warmed the Lord with their intense shining. I eternally take shelter of the sacred place which bears the name Dwarasatitya Tirtha. When the 12 suns shone from every direction, perspiration fell from Lord Krishna's transcendental body, and from this perspiration came a charming, splendorful, clear lake bearing the sweet fragrance of the Lord's delicate, supremely handsome, and supremely opulent transcendental limbs. Bowing down, I worship this lake. Known as Prasthandana Sarovara. From there, he went to Keshi Tirtha. And when he saw the place where the rasa dance had taken place, he immediately lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. Chaitana pana puna gangadi ayaya haya kande na chepade uche svare gaya. When the Lord regained his senses, he began to roll on the ground. He would sometimes laugh, cry, dance, and fall down. He would also chant very loudly. When I was speaking before, I explained there's a transition in this chapter. So we've kind of already gone through it. The last verse where it described that he was where the Yamala Arjuna trees were broken. The next verse says that he went to Mathura. Then he went to Vrindavan. And now we're in Vrindavan. He's not traveling on that Charosi Kosa Parikrama anymore. He's just in Vrindavan called Panchakosi. There's 5 kosa in Vrindavan, and he's in that area now. Erange sedina taha gonaila sanjakale akurari asi biksha navaila. Being transcendentally amused, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that day happily at Keshi Tirtha. In the evening, he returned to Akura Tirtha, where he took his meal. Again, what we're doing is the second, the circle on the right, kind of up on the Yamuna, that's Keshi Ghat. And just next to Keshi Ghat is Vamsi Ghat, where the rasa dance took place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent his day there, and then he walked all the way back to Akura Ghat. It's a good hike. It's a few miles. It's not just, you know, across town. It's a good hike out to and apparently there used to be a village there. Those of you who've done Vrindavan Parikrama, just the town, as you come across through Keshi Ghat, and then you go down into the backside, and you're walking along the Yamuna on that side, then you come to an open forest, and then kind of take a right and turn back and come to the road that goes to Mathura. That area where the Yamuna was out there is where Akura Ghat was. Where when Krishna and Balaram were traveling with Akura and the chariot, he stopped. And then they all took bath in the Jamuna. And that's where Akura could see Kshiradaksha Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk and on Sesha, who was Balaram. So Lord Chaitanya would go there because it was much quieter and peaceful. He liked to stay in that place. Prati Vrindavana Koyala Chitragati Stan Tentuli Talati Asi Karida Vishram. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Vrindavan and took his bath in Chirgat. He then went to Tentuli Tala, where he took rest. Krishna Lila Kalirasi Vriksha Purantana Tari Tari Pinde Vyata Parama Chikana. The tamarind tree named Tantuli Tala was very old, having been there since the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Beneath the tree was a very shiny platform. Nekate Yamuna Vahe Sitala Samira Vrindavana Sobadeke Yamuna Ravira. Since the river Yamuna flowed near Tantulitala, a very cool breeze blew there. While there, the Lord saw the beauty of Vrindavan and the water of the river Yamuna. Tantulitala is Imlitala, for those who might not know the difference. Imlitala, a lot of devotees have gone to both, but where Srila Prabhupada's rooms were at Radha Damodar, the adjacent building is the Imlitala temple, but you can't get to it directly because of the residential quarters for the Saivites at Radha Damodar, and then that courtyard where Rupa Goswami's samadhi is. But if you were to go from Rupa Goswami's samadhi over the wall, that would be where Imlitala is. And that place, previously, before the construction unit came there, the government's always been wanting to make like a fast thoroughfare from Delhi to Agra. So one year, several years ago, they started to build a road that would connect the highway and go straight across the Yamuna near Keshigat and go out towards Bandirvan and then go to Agra that way to save a few minutes on the drive. But all the people of Vrindavan went immediately to the government, and because so many places in Vrindavan have been designated by the Archaeological Survey of India, which is like the American Army of Corps of Engineers, as a historical spot, or like the American Indians have their sacred spots, they went to the government and said, they can't build a road here because it's sacred. And we have the documents which say that it's a sacred historical spot. So they stopped the construction, but a little too late. Now there's big, ugly concrete pillars in the middle of the Yamuna. So previously it was very, very beautiful from that area near Imlitala. There was nothing there when we first went to Vrindavan. The Yamuna was quite some distance. It was maybe a quarter of a mile out that way. It was beautiful blue as it came down from Delhi and all sandy, and the men used to, you know, the farmers used to grow stuff on the banks of the Yamuna there, watermelon and karela, and this is where Lord Chaitanya would sit and chant. Tantuli tale vasi kare namasankirtan mayana kari asi Akurli Bojan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath the old tamarind tree and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon, he would return to Akura Tirtha to take lunch. Akurera loka aise praburite kirite, loka binde swachande nare kirtana karite. All the people who lived near Akura Tirtha came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And due to the large crowds, the Lord could not peacefully chant the holy name. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place. It was here that he chanted the holy name until noon. Also kind of a hidden instruction here. You may remember that right after he took sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted immediately to go to Vrindavan. And remember, Lord Nityananda and Advaita tricked him so that he would be with all the devotees in Navadvipa before he left. But even years later, when he left Puri, he was going to go to Vrindavan through Bengal. And he went up north of Mayapur, up to Ramakeli, and met Rupa and Sanatan. And then as he was leaving town, he told them, now I'm going to Vrindavan. And hundreds and thousands and crowds of people were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatana Goswami told him, my Lord, going to Vrindavan with so many people is not the way to go on pilgrimage. Please don't go that way. People will think you're just up for show. And you'll be very disturbed. So here we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Vrindavan, he wanted to be alone and chant the holy name. He didn't want the crowd. He didn't want that. That was an interesting lesson. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place. It was there that he chanted the holy name until noon. In the afternoon, people were able to speak with him. The Lord told everyone of the importance of chanting the holy name. During this time, a Vaishnava named Krishnadas came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a householder belonging to the Kshatriya caste, and his house was located on the other side of the Jamuna. If you're at Keshigat, pretty much, I'm saying this because I think most of the devotees have gone there. So if you're at Keshigat and you look out across the river, you're looking at Bandirvan and Badravan. That's what's kind of over that way. And over to your right a little more to the east is Manasarovar, where Lord Shiva dipped in to bathe and become a gopi. So that's that area, and that's where Krishnadas used to live. So he came across the river to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting. After bathing at Keshitirtha, Krishnadas went to Kaliyadaha, and suddenly saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting at Inlitala. Upon seeing the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love, Krishnadas was astonished. Out of great ecstatic love, he offered obeisances unto the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Krishnadas, "Who are you? Where is your home?" Krishnadas replied, "I am a most fallen householder. I belong to the Rajput caste. My home is just on the other side of the river Jamuna. However, I wish to be the servant of a Vaishnava. Today, I have had a dream, and according to that dream, I have come here and found you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed upon Krishnadas his causeless mercy by embracing him. Krishnadas became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance and chant the holy name of Hari. Krishnadas returned to Akura Tirtha with the Lord, and the remnants of the Lord's food were given to him. The next morning, Krishnadas went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and carried his water pot. Krishnadas thus left his wife, home, and children in order to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere the Lord went, all the people said, "Oh, Krishna has again manifested in Vrindavan." One morning, many people came to Akura Tirtha. As they came from Vrindavan, they made a tumultuous sound. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. And the Lord asked them, "Why have you all come here?" The people replied, "Krishna again manifested himself on the waters of the Kaliya lake. He dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and the jewels on his hoods are blazing. Everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There's no doubt about it." Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh and said, "Everything is correct." For three successive nights, the people went to Kaliyadaha to see Krishna, and everyone returned saying, "Oh, now we've seen Krishna himself." Everyone came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Now we have directly seen Lord Krishna." Thus, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they were made to speak the truth. When the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were actually seeing Krishna. But because they were following their own imperfect knowledge, they accepted the wrong thing as Krishna. Text 99. 998 or 99. So this is my last verse. Bhattacharya tabekahe prabhura charhane agne deha ya ikari krishna darashane. At that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya placed a request at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Oh, please give me permission to go see Lord Krishna directly." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The puzzled people who visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were actually seeing Lord Krishna, but they were mistaken, in thinking that Lord Krishna had come to Kaliya Lake. They all said that they had seen Krishna directly performing his pastimes on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and that the jewels on Kaliya's hoods were blazing brilliantly. Because they were speculating with their imperfect knowledge, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary human being and a boatman's light in the lake, as Krishna. One must see things as they are through the mercy of his spiritual master. Otherwise, if one tries to see Krishna directly, he may mistake an ordinary man for Krishna, or Krishna for an ordinary man. Everyone has to see Krishna according to the verdict of the Vedic literatures presented by the self-realized spiritual master. A sincere person is able to see Krishna through the transparent via media of Sri Gurudev, the spiritual master. Unless one is enlightened by the knowledge of the given by the spiritual master, he cannot see things as they are, even though he remains constantly with the spiritual master. This incident at Kaliya Daha is very instructing for those eager to advance in Krishna consciousness. And that pastime will be further delineated next week in Saturday's class. Jai. Now, I just happened to have in my pocket, where did I put it? Yes. A piece of that very tree of Imlitala. It is said that when Krishna used to sit on the banks of the Jamuna, feeling remembrance of Radharani, he would turn golden. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit under this tree and remember Krishna, his golden body would turn dark. So this tree was existing during the time of Krishna and during the time of Lord Chaitanya. But unfortunately, that tree left its body some time ago, a few years ago. And now there's a new beautiful tree there. But Yasodhanandan gave me this from the old tree, the original tree. So if anybody wants to touch it, put it on your head, smell it, whatever. Wonderful. Relish. Any questions or comments? Okay, thanks. Sure. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. Microphone, Dev? Dev Younger, I got a... John, how do you go?
So Prabhuji mentioned that near the Madan Mohan temple when Krishna was resting, there was a perspiration coming out.
Yes.
So I remember last time when I visited Vrindavan, I think when you do the parikrama of the temple, at one place they actually offer you the water from the well. Is that the well same as the perspiration?
No. Yeah, no. That well, apparently what I heard was that Sanatana Goswami had that well dug so that he could not use the Jamuna water and have some facility without walking all the way down every time he needed water. So they had that well bore there. No, the ghat would have been in the river itself.
So do we still have the lake that was formed from the perspiration?
No.
Do we have?
No, that river's changed course and it's disappeared.
Nice.
Do you feel comfortable?
I read somewhere that the structures in Vrindavan...
Jai Govinda, where's my tree? Okay, thank you. Haribo.
the structures in Vrindavan and during Krishna time,
pardon?
All the buildings in Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj's palace and so forth, were built by Vishvakarma.
The originals.
Vishvakarma built those buildings. I mean I was amazed, you know. I thought they were just ordinary buildings and stuff. I don't know if you heard it, I mean read anything like that, but I couldn't remember.
There's a beautiful book by Baladev Vidyabhusana that Kushikrati Prabhu did called Aishwarya Kandambini. And it's a beautiful description of Nandagram. The doors, the bamboo plumbing, very beautiful. But he didn't say that Vishvakarma made it, but perhaps, yeah. Wow. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Thank you. Dwarakam.